Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals write an entire film week by week, page by page, one scene at a time. My name is Freddie Wong, and although I objectively have the fastest WPM of the three of us, I don't do the typing.
I'm Will Campos. I'm a screenwriter, and if you come for my keyboard, I'll fucking kill your ass.
My name is Matt Arnold, and I have indeed beat Freddie Wong once at Type Racer, so I don't know, Freddie.
Congratulations.
Cool. Rematch.
This is it. This is us starting a new path, forging new ground for this podcast. Old and busted, no longer. We're trying something new, and I hope you all folks enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm freaking stoked. I am kind of terrified.
This is harder.
This is definitely harder. Hopefully it's a little bit more fun.
I think it's more entertaining. It's harder and more entertaining for the end user, the listener. It's less entertaining for us.
It would suck if it was harder and less entertaining.
That would be zero for zero. Yeah,
everybody loses.
But we'll find out in pretty quick order which it is, so let's go ahead and dive in, I think. Gentlemen, the script is Heaven Heist. It's about a crew of criminals robbing the Celestial Bank of Heaven.
Asian Heaven.
Asian Heaven. It's Coco meets Point Break, a little splash of Ocean's 11.
Chinese Heaven, to be specific, right?
That's true.
Yeah, well, hey, Mom. My mom is here, by the way. Question, when we talk about, like, afterlife, is that only Chinese heaven, or is like other does like Korean heaven? Do Koreans do the burn, like Japanese people, do they burn paper money and stuff?
I don't know about Japanese and Korean, but Chinese definitely burn money. They burn money, they have cell phone, they have Mercedes houses. They
like
all
fake
can burn
versions
fake,
of it,
yeah,
right?
Made
yeah
of paper.
Okay, well, it's fine.
Anyways.
Chinese heaven to be
we'll,
safe.
We'll figure it out as we keep going.
At least according to Wikipedia, I don't see anything about Joss money in other cultures.
All right, Chinese heaven then.
We're going to Chinese heaven, boys.
All
let's
right
get started. Here's the idea was that your main character is this getaway driver, and his brother is like this well-intentioned Buddhist monk, like with like a really, you know, like a kind soul who's always worried about his brother's, you know, karmic path he's heading down. And so the opening scene that we always had in mind, that kind of where the idea came from, is that this getaway driver is in the middle of escaping a robbery or a heist with his crew. He's hurtling down the road and he sees an old woman crossing the road. And he, instead of running her down callously to get away with his money, he spins out to avoid her, wrecks the car horribly, and dies. And in this one redemptive act of saving an old lady's life, he gets to go to heaven. And so he wakes up and he's in heaven. And he's, I don't know if he's like waiting in line or at the pearly gates or what, or maybe he's in line at the bank because maybe they give you the money at the bank right before
really
you go
fun.
So he's seeing people get all his money go out, and then before he gets up to the teller, he gets zapped back to life, and it's the EMT giving him the pedals.
Yeah.
And so he's like, whoa, I just saw, I don't know what I just saw, and he's just trying to process that, and then he eventually tells his crew, like, there's money up in heaven, boys.
Yeah. So in my head, by the way, and I do not condone smoking, but because this is cut from the sort of Hong Kong movie cloth, because you kind of given us the sort of the outline of what we're going to be looking at today.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, his crew is like, are enough of homies with him that the moment he comes back, he's got like, it's just like a Hong Kong movie thing where his like slightly overweight buddy's already given him a lit cigarette. So as he sits up, the guy's like, he's like, boys.
Isn't it weird that you have to say, I don't condone smoking before you explain a smoking scene in a movie, but we don't have to be like, hey, really quick, I don't condone murdering or I don't condone robbery.
Actually, you know what? Back up. Smoking's cool as shit.
Back up. If you're going to rob a bank, go ahead and
whatever,
smoke.
Whatever, dude.
Don't smoke in the restaurant next to me.
Yeah.
What is this, 1995? When was the last time anyone smoked in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we got to do the first thing we always love doing, which is, I think we need some names.
Kyle was the name of the main guy from the episode, and also the name of Matt's unborn daughter, because that's the episode where we decided to name Matt's daughter with the name of a listener. So Matt's daughter technically should be named Kyle. I'm just going to put that.
Oh.
Shout out to my boy Kyle.
Her middle name is Kyle, legally.
Yeah, I'm going to vividly describe the shifty-eyed glance Matt just gave around the room as he said that. All right, so let's put ourselves in this scene, because essentially, like, in terms of, like, a structure, right? Like, you know, it's like, Kyle, his goal in this scene is to get away with his money, right? His intention is going to be...
He's the getaway driver.
He's
right?
The getaway driver. I think it's, like, it probably starts, like... Drive like he's sitting in
yeah,
the
he's
car
sitting
away,
in the car
like
the
transporter,
front,
that classic
front
iconic shot.
Now here's a question: do you want? Where, to me, here's a question: is it an American city or Hong Kong?
Let's say Hong Kong.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong?
I have not.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong?
No, right. only in the movies.
I see. Okay, I've been to Hong Kong. Fun things about Hong Kong: they have these red cabs that are everywhere. Like the look of the red cab is like iconic. There's mm-hmm. something fun about the idea of like he's in the cab maybe, or they're overtaking a cab or something.
Oh, I could see this. You know what would make sense? This would be a good getaway vehicle then.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's actually a great thing is you would do the old woman is trying to hail a cab.
Ah,
and so
very
she steps
good.
Out into the street and is trying to wave him down because she's crazy because she's trying to get somewhere.
Oh yeah, you know what you see is before that section, you see that she's getting like cabs are just blowing by her, and then she's like getting frustrated, but none of the cabs are stopping for her.
It could be interesting. Thing, it could be interesting to start with. I'm just trying to think because there's even when you describe it, there's quite a bit going on, yeah. And also because we're dealing in the afterlife, and I don't know. We also talked about that he has a conversation with his brother before this. I'm not saying that we're doing because I definitely don't think you just start with the scene with the brother. I'm just wondering if you can get a little bit more cross-cutting or a little bit more kind of bending time a bit in the thing. I was thinking like especially if this decision of saving this old woman. And kind of coming in this different, I could also see starting with kind of, again, the perspective of this old, like start on the streets in peace and also introduce this old woman. So you also know, like, it's this kind old lady. So also in that moment when you see her, also you're like, it's that old woman that started the movie. And it's like this piece. And then as she's like doing something like giving candy to a kid or like buying something, all of a sudden these cars go shoom and zoom past. And then you are thrown into this action
so
scene.
Let me,
and then
let
you're
going
to return to her.
Let me throw something out there. When a Hong Kong movie starts production, I'm trying to find the exact name of the god, but it is traditional for them to do like a offering ceremony. Mm-hmm. Like you'll sometimes see this in like, you know, you'll see like Donnie Yen or something doing the thing. It's a pre-production like offering to be like, hey, I hope this movie goes well. I hope production goes smoothly. They'll do it right before they start production. There's something really funny to me about a group of like bank robbers giving an offering to a god. Right before
their robbery to go well,
right? So it's like maybe you're in like a little shrine or something, and they're sitting there and they're like, okay, please, you know, like give us the blessing, you know, and like hope things go smoothly. And you're like, what are they praying to? And then like you sort of gradually reveal that they're all standing around like, guys, like, hurry up, come on, we gotta go. Like our window to get the armored truck or whatever is closing, but them doing an offering for their crime, because then you can do like, you know, he's giving a little bit and they're, you know, you can get the idea of we're sending things. Yeah, the spiritualism and we're sending stuff to heaven.
Yeah, I definitely like it. If I were to do that, I would hard cut from that to like, into the heist where it's gone
sort of yeah exactly. That's the irony of that cut is all of a sudden it's just like, oh, it's not working. It's like maybe we didn't give enough.
Okay, a couple thoughts, and then I also want to, again, kind of the kind of question we're asking right now is what is your opening image as
exactly.
Because that's, you know, kind of you're setting up the motif for your movie.
What's fun if you do this spiritual thing, you can also really quickly introduce your main character's perspective. If you do these five criminals are all praying, he's the cool, you're showing these people praying, and then you realize like, oh, it's already kind of a fun, ironic image of these guys praying that this bank robbery goes well, and then you reveal your main character, right? It's like these smoke is rising, they're praying, and then you pull back, and there's one guy outside of the prayer circle smoking a cigarette, and his attitude is like, it's not the gods, it's your own, it's yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then they can turn around and make a joke. It's like, man, you're the one with a brother as a monk, or he's exactly, so I know how bullshit this is. Are we going or what? Like, sort of thing. And then you already kind of introduce this idea.
And then you
get
your opening credits, heaven heist, over cool shots of them driving through Hong Kong to their destination.
Or like a bank robbery in slow-mo, right?
Yeah.
Like, what have you not seen like guys like get down and dude's like, you know, holding him up, and then it's like all the credits are coming up over that. Like,
dope.
That's cool.
Doing the
as
credits
hell.
Entry. Yeah, your title. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it goes poorly. Because, like, yeah, I don't know if you really need this, like, build up to the bank robbery because you're not really, like.
No. I was just saying what Freddie was saying. Essentially, you know, when you do, like, the, like, you know.
Directed by, and then it's, like, all the cool, like, it's just slow mo. Cool ass slow mo bank heist.
Well, no, but it's also your character introductions, right?
Oh,
essentially, because you have all the guys crying, but then it would be like the guy kicks the guy like, you know, up on the bank register cocking the shotgun. It says like, and you know, Johnny Doe or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
It says, yeah.
That's cool. I like that. So like,
if there's one thing, if there's one thing that a Hong Kong movie has to be, it has to be dripping cool. If it's not, then get out of here.
Imagine they're all praying. Right. Oh, so especially the idea of like smoke rising. It's kind of like their prayers rising, right?
Incense
and almost
most
religions.
The shot right before is like you literally the incense, then you rack focus across the water from Kowloon to Hong Kong from the smoke. Like how cool
well,
is that?
Then you show the guy who doesn't care, and he's right. They're all smoking prayers. They're putting prayers.
He's smoking a cigarette.
The prayers in his own hands, right? And then he says like, "Are we doing this or what?" And he should flick the cigarette, and as it goes past the camera, that causes the slow motion, and the smoke goes up, and then you just go straight into the.
Oh my god.
straight
so
into
cool.
the yeah.
Cool.
You go
or
straight
actually,
the
or
bank.
You do because if you want to demonstrate that he's the getaway driver, so they get into the car and he punches it and then it burns rubber and then the
smoke from the
fucking exhaust or the rubber, like, you know, you push through it to them kicking the doors and then or it's someone that was throwing a smoke bomb into the as part of the heist.
Yes. Actually, yes, if they're all praying like in this garage, then the way you reveal him is in the car. Like, they're all
sitting
there
still, on the hood.
Yeah, they're all sitting there already, and he's ready to go. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, I don't need to pray. Let's do this thing. And then, yes, from his whatever his cool line will be, you then go to, yes, I like you go into the bank during the credits.
And then,
you're seeing all the things going wrong.
They're barnstorming around, punching guards and, you know, cocking shotguns. And then, again, you cut to him waiting in the car. Yeah. And then the phone rings, and it's his brother. Mm-hmm. And the picture on the phone is this smiling monk. Yeah, yeah, and he's hey, bro, what's up? And he's like, hey, I just wanted to see, we're going to do a feeding the homeless event. I just wanted to, you know, see if you were going to come or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm praying for you. You know, like that kind of thing. Like, you know, it's like, and that's, you get the, like, I just, you know, like, that's your kind of theme stated moment of, like, I hope you realize that, you know,
your life of crime is literally intersecting with him at that moment, right?
Yeah, that's fun.
Just something to note. I guess I'm bringing another important thing, piece of information wise, for this scene to work, especially at the end when he avoids the old lady, is actually it's important to know why they're robbing. It's not just, it is important that he owes somebody money. Because again, I can also see a version where it's like you see the scene and like the theme stated is the very beginning where they're all praying and he expresses his viewpoint of you know, fate and his own, you know, ability to take control of things. Because I can also see a thing where the reveal is he's in the hospital bed and the first person to visit him is monk brother. And you're like, this guy's brother's a monk or whatever. But I think you actually need to know that he is screwed if they don't get this money to pay back this killer. Because that's going to be the thing.
Here's what I would say on it, because I know we talked about in the beginning. Like, I don't think in the opening when you're watching bank robbers rob a bank, you're like, well, why is he stealing the money? Do you know what I mean? Like, because again, like to me, I'm like, you would also do he could just be a criminal who's this how he makes money. You could also do, by the way, the thing his brother could be calling him about, could be like, hey, mom and dad, you know, like again, like you could do that. Your main guy is like stealing this money, but he's also like supposed to be supporting his family or something like that. I don't know. There is that question of how do they. You know, but maybe they lose the cops, right?
Yeah, then they have masks on. They lose the cops. They look like a cab.
And then the turn with the old lady is they got away with it, right? No one suspects that they are the mobsters that just stole this from this thing.
Yeah.
But then you do that again. It's like, hey, we ditched the cops. They round the corner. There's the old lady, and then he wrecks the car.
Yes.
And then everyone just thinks it's a car wreck.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Especially if they already like, and then you do like the classic thing would be then the money goes flying out of the car into the water.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
just like drifts away.
They
out
lost
of the water.
Everything.
Yeah.
Or the car wreck, they drag their friend from it. They're like, oh, get the money. And they turn around and it just like blows up in a ball of flames.
I think you could also do, if we don't want to do a bank, just we can either two other ideas, jewelry store or like currency exchange. Like a currency exchange place because they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do like as big as like they're literally like taking a bank.
Oh, currency exchange isn't bad because it's all, we're going to have a whole motif of currency later on. Yeah. And then, yes, actually, the thing should blow up at the end, and then you see the money burning.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, because then you could also do, it's like the guy's like, you owe me this money, because it's like, I, you know, again, like this mobster they owe the money to, like this is, they were doing this job for him. Like it was months of planning.
Yeah.
He had to pay. Again, usually like, they do this in Heat where it's like he pays money to the guy who came up with the plan for the heist, right? So these mobsters already invested. Like not only did they not get the money, he already invested like $4 million putting this job together. So, okay. All right. That's great.
What's fun about currency exchange, by the way, is that like in Hong Kong, there's just tons of like little ones in street corners and stuff like that. So it doesn't need to be a giganto heist, but they might have a lead on one or whatever. But what's like, here's a picture of one, for example. It's like, you know, they're like little corner shops that are often
it's equivalent
run
to
by
stealing a jewelry place. Like they have security, they have,
and currency exchange is actually pretty common just because you're changing over like Hong Kong dollar from the yuan, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's sketch this out, and then I think we need to figure out where we're ending, because this is a lot of real estate we're covering right now. We got a scene and then a car chase and then a thing. Well, I think we can keep it all short and kinetic. Like, I think it'll be fun, but it's like, it feels like, I don't know if we're gonna get to him getting into heaven. This feels like the opening scene.
Bear with me, because I could see, just to give an A to B to this, I could see, depending, it's like if you start with these people praying and this guy's like, God doesn't exist, fate's in my own hands, say you're right, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. It ends like, I feel like your title slam is like the car crashes, he's trying to escape the burning wreckage, his eyes pass out, he shows up in heaven, he looks around and he's like, and it's like heaven eyes.
Okay,
like,
we'll do that. He shows up in heaven.
Yeah, it's like, I don't believe in heaven to the end of the sequences. This guy's in heaven.
Okay, so let me just sketch this out real quick and then we will dive in and write it. Oh, this is so exciting. Okay, so guys burning incense, praying for their heist to go well.
Getaway driver's like, yo, idiots, let's get this.
Hey, yeah, the phone beeps. He's like, let's go. You know, yeah. He flicks his cigarette. It hits the statue of the.
Yeah. He mocks the gods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The god of wealth and prosperity seems like a good
candidate. Yes, okay, yes. They, you know, cluck their tongues at him as they get into the car.
Dude, don't blast me. Dude, your brother's a priest. Like, yeah, they all mock him. And he's like,
they're all like to the god of wealth. Like, just he's fine. He's just like, yeah, okay.
Also, that's a fun way just to instantly get kind of like the personality of all the people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll come up with those in a second.
Okay. Fates in my own fates in my own hand.
He grabs the wheel, right? Yeah.
Yes, literally he is driving his own destiny. Man, doesn't it suck that nobody would ever make this movie? We have to win an Oscar, but literally the only reason I want to win an Oscar is so that when I'm like finally 60 years old, I can convince somebody to make this.
To make Heaven Heist.
This is our Inception.
Okay. Interior garage day, nah, son. You do it on the Kowloon side of Hong Kong, which overlooks the city. It's fucking beautiful and amazing. And because there's a giant bay, for those of you who have not seen it. Hong Kong is essentially, yeah, exactly. It's built into a bay. And there's two parts of it, right? Hong Kong proper, where you see all the big buildings and stuff like that, is like Hong Kong. And then across the water is Kowloon, which is like more of the residential side.
Is that where like all the neon signs are and stuff like
that? All the neon signs and all that stuff is on the Kowloon side.
Mm-hmm.
All the parts in Hardboiled when he's like driving the red car around as ding, 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 ding. That's Hong Kong.
Okay. By the way, Heaven absolutely needs to look like Kowloon with all these crazy neon lights and stuff like
that.
Oh,
for sure.
So
for sure,
fucking
for sure.
Cool. So let's start. So we're not in a garage. Where are we?
Like a park on the Kowloon
side. They're pulled
side
over on the side of the road. They're about to go do their job.
Yeah.
And so they're praying. Oh, so yeah, there's like a little shrine to this god. Okay, so exterior shrine.
They shouldn't be by themselves, because anytime there's a shrine, there's tons of photo ops and people touching it for good luck and stuff. People will go to this because it's a very superstitious culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just them. It's a bunch of other tourists. So they're waiting their turn to like take their turn at it.
That's really cute. Yeah, okay, that's yes, that's very good. Okay, so we're at the shrine. All right, let's write this first little bit. So we got Kyle. All right, I need four other.
Okay, tequila. Let's just get them. Let's just do
just
it.
Just four other.
That's their nicknames. Their nicknames are all bottles of alcohol.
Okay, so you got Kyle and his gangster buddies.
He's got
so
tequila.
You got gin.
Gin. Come
tequila.
On, Matt. You're the mixologist. Give us something.
Whiskey.
Or we could do tequila. Or I mean, like they could all be like kind of Western drinks. You know what I mean? Like if you wanted to go with more of a motif. Let's see: gin, tequila, whiskey. And
Brandy.
Well, yeah, they have a
90s
girl.
Pop star Brandy.
A girl. They have a woman in the crew.
Brandy, yeah.
90s pop star Brandy.
Yeah. Oh, is that? I don't know who that is.
Brandy and whiskey is a woman.
Whiskey, brandy, tequila, and gin.
Yeah.
And Kyle.
And Kyle.
I like that they all gave themselves cool code names, but they don't. It's like, yeah, it's because it's like Mr. Pink, Mr. White, whatever, right? Like, this is what they're calling themselves on the job. That's cool.
And he's like, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Kyle.
I have a white name.
We'll see. Kyle.
A very white dude name.
Kyle Zinfandel.
Ziff.
My name is Kyle Merlot.
Kyle. Okay. There's one more. Give me one more liquor.
I'm Drambuie. Hello, gentlemen of the heist crew. My name is David Drambuie, and I'm here to make sure this heist goes swimmingly.
God damn it.
You want it to be something cool. He's
cool. I'm going to Google right now. Cool alcohols.
Vodka. He's vodka.
Cool alcohols, the 30 most popular liquors in the world. Number one, Drambuie. Hennessy.
He's Bailey.
He's not a liqueur. They're not named after liqueurs. They're named after liquor.
He's Captain Morgan. Yeah,
vodka. What about vodka? You got gin, tequila, whiskey, brandy, vodka.
Malibu. Malibu's a cool
name. It doesn't
name.
Make sense. They're all, none of them are brands. Malibu is a brand of rum.
But he's the outsider. He's Mark for Maker's Mark. Like, oh, you really were calling you Maker's Mark? You were just calling you Mark?
Okay, we got gin, tequila, whiskey, brandy, and vodka. But we don't have to do vodka. He can be Malibu. Fine, he's Malibu.
Malibu's a dope name.
My Malibu Kyle.
And Malibu.
One of them's annoyed.
I surf and I fuck.
One of them's annoyed that he's called that.
Jose Cuervo.
Cuervo.
Here, fine. This doesn't make you feel better. Pisco.
Pisco?
Yeah.
What is
what
Pisco?
The fuck
Pisco?
Is Pisco?
Pisco? Pisco Sours. It's I don't know, we're maybe Dominican Republic.
What if he's Cosmo, like Cosmopolitan?
I'm Long Island.
This is how our scripts are. Or cognac.
Cognac?
Cognac.
Cognac's definitely like the fancy one of the. So I like cognac more than gin. I'll put that there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How about he's gin?
Yeah, and then he's. Yeah.
Yeah, cognac's the fancy one.
And people would be like, is this a weird translation thing? It's like, I'm Jin. Jin Bean. Like, does that mean he's... Did they just get... Do they not know that that's... These guys are... Who wrote this? What kind of idiots wrote this dumb script? Jin Bean? It's not even a gin. Jin means I'm the gin.
Kyle's name is just Liquor. I'm Liquor. And it's like, do you know? That's the... Never mind.
That's, you know... Okay.
You had one job last night. To come up with a name for yourself.
All right. You do all of them misunderstood what the theme of the nicknames were. So one is tequila, one is a liquor, one is like beef. Like, I thought you were beef and I was poultry and like what, like, and then yeah.
All
and
right,
then
whatever. What's your name? Beer. Beer? What are you doing? He's the only one that did the right.
Yeah,
nickname.
they talk about their code names. Yeah, so it's their code names.
And we're not beer. Doing the top. This movie starts on black, and then you just hear a dinner conversation. They're talking about their code names.
You're right.
Our names are fine.
Names are fine. Move on.
All right, that's for draft two. Gin, cognac, tequila, whiskey, and brandy. Okay.
Yeah.
So the code names for the heist.
All right. So, Freddie, describe one of these shrines to me. So we're at like a...
I would see this kind of like a park. So it's an outdoor park overlooking Hong Kong Bay, city in the distance. A gaggle of tourists like are rubbing their hands on a well-worn statue. Because a lot of these statues, a lot of times when they get touched so often, they get like they turn from this, you know, dark brass to like a really shiny.
Like, who I feel like we ball. Open on the God of Wealth.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What am I looking at? What does he look like?
Speaking about my own peoples here, art depictions of like the gods, they all pretty much fall under the archetype of like burly dude with a dope mustache.
Okay. What's the name of the god?
So again, I'm going to be clear here. Parents, if you're listening, I clearly don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So I'm just like going off of Google here. I'm sure there's actually a more appropriate one for bank robberies.
And when you say that,
now
I'm a parent. So yeah. You're talking to me.
Taishin, who would be the god of wealth, and according to Wikipedia, he would be...
Oh, okay, yeah.
He would be depicted riding a black tiger and holding a golden rod.
Okay. So I'm going to say a well-worn
that's
statue
kinda, that's
of...
actually my... I got a painting of me doing that right
now.
Yeah,
holding your golden rod.
My golden rod.
Are you talking about your dangling? Is that what that is?
He sprays paints it gold.
That's my iron tool capable of turning stone and iron into gold, baby.
Freddie likes to take baths with Lush bath bombs to spray paint his dingling gold.
Gonna cut that because I just can't let everyone know my secret.
Okay, a well-worn statue of Kai Shen, the Chinese god of wealth and prosperity.
Yeah.
Sits, the alleged god. We don't want to offend any other.
Okay. Sits in a shrine in a public park.
It's a statue of the god, not the actual god.
I said a well-worn statue.
Oh, okay,
of the,
cool.
Wow.
Way to listen.
I'm trying to get this app on my phone.
What app are you talking about?
Final Fantasy II. I'm kidding. My Google Docs don't work.
Matt's over here playing Final Fantasy. All right.
This is pretty much how we write.
Atop his black tiger.
So what do?
Wielding.
You wouldn't burn money there. You would rub.
You do incense. You would do offerings incense. Like fruit,
golden.
Like oranges and stuff like that. That's often what you'll see. You'll see people leave this for.
Would they each offer a thing? Because that would be the way the structure of the
scene.
Well,
so oftentimes you would do. Yeah, you would do like incense, right? So you burn incense. You hold it, you know, between your hands. You sort of do the up to your forehead. You sort of say a thing. You deference. Then you put your incense in a little incense holder, right?
Like, would you do incense and the orange? Or
you could if you want to really, you know.
Okay, the reason I'm saying is because you could have like that's the way you would introduce each character is like one person puts down the incense and it's like here's an orange from like my tree, like you just have each person give something and they're like and then they're, you know, they're like
he flicks
Jin,
a cigarette.
Yo Jin,
what do you got?
What you got? He's like yeah, he flicks the cigarette at the god. I'm like okay. And then you get a little character of each of them with what they present. So you have like the really serious one who's taking it the most seriously with the incense and it's like and now my friends are and then you'd have each one of them give something.
So in that version it's not a line. Are we okay? Yeah because that's what I'm getting. Oh, so a well-worn statue of Kai Shan, the Chinese god of wealth and prosperity, sits in a shrine in a public park overlooking Kowloon Bay. Atop his black tiger wielding a golden rod, Kai Shan smiles up through a big bushy mustache at a line of visitors, right? Or is this, are we dealing, are this,
I don't think we deal with the line the way you would get other people would be after he's taking after pictures, after he flicks the cigarette, yeah. And they're all walking back to the car. There's just an old lady just stunned at this blasphemy, and they're like, sorry, don't excuse him or whatever. And then you know, this old lady walks to the shrine.
I do like, well, the other thing was, I like the idea of like someone is taking a selfie there, and they're like, and it's like they're a little out of place. It's all like, you know, touristy looking folks, and these guys are dressed in the nines.
Grizzled
goons.
And
they're just like, hey, lady, hurry up. Like, we need to actually talk with this guy. Come on, we got places to be. Like,
okay,
whatever.
Fun.
You know,
okay,
it's fun.
Okay.
I think
right.
It's fun.
All right.
Yeah,
so we've got.
They're not already there. There's somebody in front of them.
So, yeah. So, all right. So we start on the shrine, and then visitors are coming up. Do we see like what a normal prayer looks like? Is someone like, you know, do we get a line from someone, or do we just like, you know?
Yeah, you just see the incense and someone bows.
No, that's a really good way.
Selfie.
You start with like a person giving a normal, like, I pray for prosperity for my family or something, and then this hand comes like, Alway, we got business, and they push them away, and then it's these four. That's how you introduce these four gangsters are.
Yeah. Already... And then these four goons sit down and they're like, all right, boys, pony up.
Yeah, exactly.
And one guy's got an orange, you know. Yeah, I pray that you know. My shotgun brings me wealth and prosperity in our job, you know, and then like,
yeah.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right. So we start with, it's gotta be like two adorable kids
who just started
a lemonade stand.
I hope
they're praying for their business to do well. And then these four.
I hope our lemonade stand makes enough money that my dad doesn't have to work anymore. Cause he's really tired.
Lemonade stand, not a thing, but you could do that. They're like, our parents' restaurant that's opened up is brand new. Like, I hope it does well so mommy and daddy can come and play with us and not have to work at the restaurant.
We just want them to be happy again.
And then you just see these four suits just step up behind them and a shadow falls over them. They're like, beat it, kids.
Yeah.
And he just throws like $3 at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Atop his black tiger wielding a golden rod, Kaishan smiles up through a big bushy mustache as two adorable children.
Name Freddie and Jimmy.
Do you want to do some? Let's do some story break names.
Oh yeah. Don't worry. This doesn't disqualify you for one of the real episodes, boys. David Drambuie here to let you know that your names are only being borrowed. I'll give them right back to you.
I hate David Drambuie.
That's next year's Max Fun. Is the David Drambuie liqueur?
That's good.
And erotica podcast.
As far as names here, I'm gonna go back a little bit. We'll do Keith and Julia.
Keith and Julia. So
Keith Clark, thank you, and Julia Bergeron, thank you.
Keith Clark.
Don't worry, you'll be used later.
Don't say that. Sincere apologies to Keith and Julia. All right, so we got our two adorable kids, Keith and Julia. Neil. Before the
I'm pretty
shrine.
Sure David has to be 500 meters away from Keith and Julia.
Oh, yeah.
David Drambuie
is not loud. I mean, he has to keep a Google Maps app to make sure that he's nowhere near any sort of playground.
Okay. Two adorable smiles up. There's big bushy mustaches. Two adorable children, Keith and Julia, kneel before the shrine. They offer incense.
Incense, yeah.
And offer
incense clasped between hands.
Kneel before the shrine, hands clasped around burning incense. Sticks as they offer a prayer. Please bring prosperity and wealth to mommy and daddy's new restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. They're working. They work really hard,
and I want them. We want them to be happy again.
Yeah.
Like some sort of implication that things aren't good now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
bring wealth and prosperity
and Michelin stars.
Their new Asian fusion tapas. As they pray, a shadow falls over them as four ominous figures in cool suits step up to the shrine.
If you want to know the real writing process, this is what it is. As Will's working really hard, and me and Freddie is showing me a new dumpling restaurant that's opening up, and I'm very excitedly looking at it.
That's actually what's going on.
You're nailing it.
All right. As they pray, a shadow falls over them as four ominous figures in cool suits step up to the shrine. Tequila, a gruff, burly gangster, grabs the kids by the scruff and shoves them away from the shrine.
In a different version, I just imagine that the shrine is like, it's like one of those things where it's like one of those, like the shrine and then the park is like this really steep slope. And he's like, scram kids, and he's like, hey, what? And then he just kicks the kid and just cuts to the kid just rolling down this huge hill.
In that case, it'd have to be Jack and Jill. It'd be the two kids. Grabs him and throws. They turn and look up at, should they look up and see them or does he just get grabbed?
I think
behind?
He's just like from behind. Okay. He's just like, okay. Get out of here.
Tequila, a buff burly gangster, grabs the kids by the scruff and shoves them away from the shrine. Tequila, scram brats.
We got real business with this guy.
We got
guy.
Real business.
But our parents, do it faster next time.
Please help our parents. They opened up a new currency exchange shop, and we really...
Wait a second. Let them finish.
Does well. Yeah, just we really hope today goes well. They just haven't quite bought insurance yet, so if anything were to happen today, it'd be really bad. Scram, kids. We got something to do.
The one thing... not for this draft, but I will say that one of the fun things about, I think, Hong Kong is also these kids would totally be like, hey, wait your turn, jackass. Like, they would totally be like, hey, no, this is my space. Like,
well, they're very much... you could have them do that, and then another one, like, you know,
oh, yeah, there
punches them in the stomach.
Kicks them down the hill.
Yeah. All right, yeah, Scram, yeah. Brats, we're in a hurry here. He hurls them down a nearby hill, Julia, and... yeah.
This will be this is the quick, rough version of the scene.
Okay, he throws them down...
A hill, to their deaths.
Julie and Keith run away crying. Tequila and his buddies, cognac, whiskey, and brandy, kneel before the shrine.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think who cares about the kids? They're like, yeah, we got them out of there. They got business. Yeah. You know? Fuck those
kids.
They're
on the clock, baby.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, this is how you, all I know is that this is the fourth character. I don't know who's what, but as each of them do a prayer, it's like, please let my shotgun, whatever. Like, hope this goes well. Then third one, the fourth one goes, please let those kids, let that lemonade stand do well. And like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, oh, no, I just feel really bad for those kids. Like, one that's just a sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the young one. It's like, throw one. He throws one in for those kiddos.
Okay.
So. I hope those kids' parents' restaurant does well. They all glare at him. And that we robbed this bank successfully.
Okay. So Tequila kneels at the shrine along with his crew. Okay, so we'll do them one at a time.
So,
with his crew, Cognac. How old? Cognac is the... Okay, so Cognac's like the pretty boy, right?
Well, let's start with the
hard boys.
Yeah.
And then the pretty boy at the end.
So, look, you have the pretty boy, you have the serious one who's probably the one who's stood up and is going to be the one who does the incense, who does the most, like, sets up what this is.
So that's, yes.
So, and then you got pretty boy, and then you got the kind-hearted one, if you're going to do the, like, I like somebody saying, that's a good gag. Mm-hmm. And then what's another archetype?
Two men, two women, right?
Yeah.
So you have Cognac, and then I think we were saying whiskey and brandy are the girls. What if Whiskey and Brandy are identical twins, and they're just like, do you remember the girl in Yakuza that you learned the brawl style from, who's like super intense?
Yeah, I'm saying that's what we're missing.
The heavy.
The big man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it could be one of the girls.
Tequila could be the heavy. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's the heavy, and he's also the one who's like, we're all going to go pray right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so Tequila's the heavy. So yeah, we said Tequila's a gruff, burly gangster. So Cognac is the fancy man.
Yeah.
Tequila kneels at the shrine along with his crew. Cognac.
I think this could be the order. It's like kneels down, and one of them starts with the please let this robbery go well. We need this. The next person says, please let my shotgun do its job. And this is the thug. And
like,
then
no
you have the and then the fancy one is like, please don't let my outfit get ruined during this. And then the last one is, please help those kids' restaurant. They sound like that family really needs them. I was like, they all clear out. And that this heist goes well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Jin, you.
Okay. Like, so all right, we'll
get the crew.
Okay, cool. We'll say Cognac. Oh, we'll make Cognac one of the girls, and she's the super stylish one.
Yeah.
Or we'll have Cognac and Brandy, and then Whiskey's the wimpy guy. Okay.
Yeah. This is a very efficient way to introduce all these characters, because you'd also have, like, Tequila says
it. Literally.
And then he glances and goes, Brandy, and then she says, and then da-da, and then it's like, okay, you literally get each of these people's personalities and their names.
Okay, so we'll do the lines, and I'll figure out the scene description in a second. So Tequila. Oh, wise and benevolent Kai Shen, please watch over my crew, and let today's heist be a glorious success.
Brandy, please let my aim be true. We're not killing people, and my fists do the job.
Let my shotgun find its mark. No killing, no bodies on the job. Then let my fists find. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. What does Brandy offer?
It's either incense or oranges.
So, what does Tequila offer? He's the incense. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they should,
someone
each,
should steal
yes,
the
they
incense.
Each offer oranges, and then Jin is eating his orange in the car, and he flicks the cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
You're like,
okay,
this,
yes, very
you're like,
good,
this
very
guy's
good,
a
good.
Badass.
All right, Tequila kneels at the shrine and offers an orange. He elbows the next gangster in line, Brandy.
Tough, but doesn't know it.
She's got like a bomber jacket and like a mean scowl, right?
Yeah, but just forearms. She's really skinny, but she has these huge Popeye arms.
All right.
While Will's running, Freddie, is there an equivalent of like speed skating, but for arms? You know, there's speed skaters which have huge legs, but nothing else. Like, is there arms like that?
You definitely see guys who are really into arm wrestling be a little bit disproportionate.
Oh, arm wrestling, there you go. But only one arm, too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Kai Shen, please let my shotgun aim true. Hey, no killing today. Brandy rolls her eyes. Then let my fists do the talking.
Let my knuckles feel someone's teeth.
Let my knuckles make the dentist very prosperous.
That's fine.
So Cognac's wearing a fancy, she's got like a flashy dress.
Yeah.
And awesome
pantsuit.
Flashy pantsuit.
$4,000 sunglasses.
Yeah.
Louis V, baby. Hermes look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fancy pantsuit, $4,000
sunglasses.
Jimmy
Choo's, baby.
Frosty, cool demeanor. She sets an orange on the shrine. Please let me look great out there.
No, it's like, please don't scuff my Jimmy Choo's, and if a security camera picks me up, please let me look fucking great.
Okay.
Yes, that's good. What's good is the tequila has a reaction to each of them. I like him. He's like, we're not killing anybody. Then he rolls his eyes at her, and then when he says, it's just a slap to the head. Literally just a hand comes and hits the kid.
Please let my hair look amazing. No one's going to see your hair. You're wearing one of these, and he throws a ski mask at her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
She looks,
this is very good because you feel very you definitely are rooting for them at this point. Like, it's a very good way to. I can't even like introduce gangsters like this before. Like, you're like, you want these guys to win.
Okay.
Well, because you know why? It's because they are still humbling themselves.
Yeah, yeah, no,
and they're deferential to a higher power, which is like most of the time you see gangsters, right? It's like all the Western depictions of gangsters. It's like, you know, Goodfellas and stuff. It's reaching the top and then you fall from grace and all of those. They never start and they're never at their peak. Always like, but you got to make sure that we pay deference to our gods, you know, which is like a different way of thinking about it.
And then you have the fourth kid is just this heartfelt. Like,
oh, so Whiskey's like 19.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
19, acne, ill-fitting Reservoir Dog suit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he should do more. He should do like oranges and also like a bottle of water and stuff. Like, you can do, yeah.
He's
got a little extra.
Okay.
Because he's nervous. He's the nervous one. This might be his first one.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, this one.
Nervously offers an orange. What else would you offer?
The only thing I would say
flowers,
is if you're gonna do the surprise that he's eating the orange, I think you might want the visual.
Yeah, no, I think let's leave it with the orange.
Just visual clarity of like.
Well, he just has a few more, maybe.
Let's see.
The nervous hand is
good. Yeah, the shaking hand. So he nervously offers his orange. And
you know, he does one and he's like, and please let the kids. And then he's like, hey, he has a second one. He's like, and also one for us.
Oh, yeah.
And mumbles a prayer. Okay. Whiskey. Please let those kids find their way home, and I hope the restaurant does well.
Then a slap.
It's really watch over those kids.
Please watch over those kids. Yeah. And let their parents find happiness. Other gangsters whack him on the head.
No, they just slap him. He knows way different.
Ow. And also, I want the heist to go well. Yeah. Okay, so you know what we'll do? We'll have... here's how we do this. After every one of them, Tequila will call out their name.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So he's like... Because I was going to say, you set up that thing. So then when he says, Jin, where the hell are you? Or it's like, Jin. And then you cut to the car. And he's just biting into this orange.
Yeah, well, they all turn around. They all turn around to look at Jin, who's in the car next to them. He didn't get out of the car.
All four gangsters bow.
Yeah.
And then he just says, Jin, you got anything you like to add?
Yeah.
Gangsters bow deferentially.
Is there any other way to bow? They bow sarcastically.
Okay. Last chance, Jin, anything you'd like to add?
Last chance, like, I'm trying to think of a way of like, what's the theme state or whatever, but like, last chance, you know, everybody could use a little help of from the gods or whatever, and he flicks it. You know, it's like, I don't need any help. Like, I'm trying to think of what, like, it is. Now that we're getting to the end of this moment, what is the Jin's...
Let me just, you guys talk about that. I'm going to type this up.
Flicking the cigarette's good. I don't see him landing that shot from the car back there, though.
Sure, in real world, but in movie land, he flicks it.
Fucking
and
he
just cut to shit. You just cut to the statue, and the cigarette hits the face, and they all turn and glare at him, shocked at his blasphemy. And then he says, what does he say? Because I feel like this essentially, then they just get in the car and he peels out.
Yeah, I think it's just like,
but like, what is this?
Gods won't help us here. Let's go. We're late, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you guys need gods when you got me?
I mean, I think that's a little too cocky.
No, I agree. It's not that.
Heaven doesn't care about us. Like, let's go, you know, like, basically.
Well, no, we wanted to say, he needs to say heaven's not real, because the end of the sequence is going to be like,
Man, you guys believe in that crazy religion stuff.
You don't believe in the force, do you?
Tequila rolls his eyes like, that orange was for an offering, and then he pulls out a cigarette and flicks it at the thing, and then...
I got my incense right here.
And no, he just flicks it that at him, and they're shocked. And then he says something. You're gonna. I'm trying. It'd be like you
says heaven's not real.
Well, he pissed off. It's like It's like blasphemy. You know, is there an idea of blasphemy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love the idea is that they all stand up, and then Whiskey is like dusting it off. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, he really does believe in it.
And okay. It's like the idea is like you can't blaspheme something that's not real. I'm trying to think of what he says.
So, boys, I'm going to tell you right now that you got an image in your head of what this scene looks like, and it's wrong.
What?
Because cars are right-hand drive.
I already thought of that. I already anticipated that in my head.
I'm just saying, in your head. If it's pointing to the left, it's wrong. It's pointing to the right.
Kyle, leans out the window from behind the wheel of a Hong Kong taxi cab. A cigarette dangles from
his lip. Well, moisturized lips.
Kyle,
we're gonna be late.
Bites into the orange. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. He's got a cigarette in his mouth and he's eating an orange. He takes the cigarette out.
You peel it out and you're peeling it like that.
Yeah, he pulls the cigarette out of his mouth to pop a piece of the orange in, and then he flicks the cigarette.
Very important that the blocking of hands to mouths to cigarettes.
This
to
is so
oranges.
Much. You get into the weeds on this in a script so much. Okay. The cigarette dangles from. Okay.
You know, when I was a kid, the pith, that sort of white stuff from a mandarin orange, all my friends would always peel that stuff off.
Yeah.
I would never because, my mom would tell me that, they use that in Chinese medicine. It's actually, supposed to be really healthy for you. So I was just like, oh, this is healthy for me. I'll eat this. And I actually grew to, kind of like it. So yeah, it's kind of a weird thing about me and mandarin oranges.
Good story.
Yeah, I know.
It is kind of gross tasting, though.
It's a little bitter, but they grind it up and they use it in a tea for coughs, like coughing.
Okay. Yeah. Kyle, a.k.a. Jin, a jaded handsome gangster, leans out the window from behind the wheel of a Hong Kong taxi cab. He takes a cigarette out of his mouth and takes a big chomp from an orange. Kyle. Yeah. Nope. Tequila. That orange was an offering. Yeah, how's about this? I got an offering for you. Yeah. That's kind of mean. Is Kyle mean? I mean, he's a gangster, I know, but it's like...
Let him be an asshole and then let him learn the lesson.
Okay, hey, those oranges are an offering. And then I think Kyle just takes a drag from the cigarette. Yeah. He takes it, he burns it down, right? And then he just flicks it. It hits the statue.
Come on, we're late.
Let's go, we're late.
Yeah. You know what your problem is?
You know what your problem is?
I got a few women in Boston that can tell you I'm Tom Cruise.
Kyle, indifferent, takes one last drag from his cigarette, then flicks it at the shrine. All four gangsters gasp in horror as the figure flies past them and bounces off of Kai Shen. Whiskey
hurriedly dusts off the statue.
And bows in apology.
Please forgive our getaway driver, because then it's he's the getaway driver.
Yeah. He's just, please forgive...
our getaway driver.
Please forgive our getaway driver. Kyle. We're late, let's go. The gangsters march over to the car and hop inside. Tequila buckles into the passenger seat and shakes his head at Kyle. Tequila. You're going to hell, you know that? Such thing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah.
Kyle stomps on the gas. The
end.
Tires peel out and smoke rises into the air as we pan across the bay to the glittering lights of Hong Kong. That's the fastest we've ever written a scene in our lives.
Just pretty saying, fast. Guys.
They're a pretty good first scene.
It's pretty fast. It's
I'm just saying
good
the pressure. I'm saying podcast pressure.
That podcast heat. This is really good. A week of work in Will and Matt land.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to read the first scene of Heaven Heist.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week on Stop Podcasting Yourself
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop Podcasting Yourself
on MaximumFun.org.
Should we read it?
Yeah,
let's do a read.
All right, let's do a read of the scene. The very first scene of Heaven Heist. Exterior, shrine, day. A well-worn statue of Kai Shen, the Chinese god of wealth and prosperity, sits in a shrine in a public park overlooking Kowloon Bay. Atop his tiger wielding a golden rod, Kai Shen smiles up through a big bushy mustache as two adorable children, Keith and Julia, kneel before the shrine, hands clasped around burning incense sticks as they offer a prayer.
Dear Kai Shen, please bring wealth and prosperity to Mommy and Daddy's new restaurant,
They work so hard, and we just want them to be happy again.
As they pray, a shadow falls over them as four ominous figures in cool suits step up to the shrine. Tequila, a gruff, burly gangster, grabs the kids by the scruff and shoves them away from the shrine.
Scram, brats. We're in a hurry here.
Julie and Keith run away crying. Tequila and three more gangsters kneel at the shrine. Tequila offers an orange to Kaishan.
Oh, wise and benevolent Kaishan. Please watch over my crew and let today's currency heist be a especially prosperous one.
He elbows the next gangster in line. Brandy, 20s, bomber jacket, mean scowl.
Brandy, you're up.
Brandy cracks her knuckles and ponies up an orange.
Kaishan, please let my shotgun aim true.
Hey, no killing today.
Brandy rolls her eyes.
And let my knuckles make a dentist very prosperous.
Tequila looks bastard at Cognac, fancy pantsuit, $4,000 sunglasses, super cool demeanor. She sets an orange on the shrine.
Cognac?
Please let my Jimmy Choo's get unscuffed and show the security camera pick me up. Please let my hair look amazing.
No one's going to see your hair. We're all wearing these.
He throws a ski mask at her. She looks at it with disgust.
Whiskey, let's go.
Tequila glances at Whiskey, 19, acne, ill-fitting reservoir dog suit. Whiskey nervously offers his orange and mumbles a prayer.
Please watch over those kids and let their parents find happiness.
All the other gangsters whack him on the head in annoyance. He offers a second orange.
Please make sure no one gets hurt on our heist today.
All four gangsters bow in reference. A scowl forms on Tequila's face as he tosses a sarcastic question over his shoulder.
Last chance, Jin. Anything you'd like to add?
Kyle, a.k.a. Jin, a jaded, handsome gangster, leans out the window from behind the wheel of a Hong Kong taxi cab. He takes a cigarette out of his mouth and takes a big chomp from an orange.
No.
Hey, those oranges are an offering.
Kyle, indifferent, takes one last drag from his cigarette, then flicks it at the shrine. All four gangsters gasp in horror as the cigarette flies past them and bounces off Kaishan. Whiskey hurriedly dusts off the statue and bows profusely.
Oh, please forgive our getaway driver.
We're late. Let's go.
The gangsters march over to the car and hop inside. Tequila buckles into the passenger seat and shakes his head at Kyle.
You're going to hell, you know that?
Ain't no such thing, baby.
Kyle stomps on the gas. The tires peel out and smoke rises into the air as we pan across the bay to the glittering lights of Hong Kong. All right.
Pretty dope.
That's a fun scene.
Rough draft. Get kind of what we're doing there. And, you know, obviously, as time goes on, we'll go back. We'll refine it. We'll add a little more details, et cetera, et cetera. But that... the first scene of Heaven Heist.
Outside of a lot more of Matt laying down with his face on a couch and Freddie on Reddit, and you'd have a lot more of shut up from Will. That's pretty much exactly how writing goes here.
I honestly think we should just podcast every aspect of our writing process and we get through it a lot quicker because we actually it really does. What's great is it really does focus you don't have a lot of, you're not like, all right, I'm not going to dither around and try 20 different versions. You come up with the first idea, which is usually pretty good, at least good enough for a first draft, and then you lay it down and it's like it's all a little scene.
If we were doing this without being on the podcast, we would be on page, I think we would just be finishing up with the adorable children.
We would have just now settled on the names.
Yeah, exactly.
There you have it, folks, the first scene of Heaven Heist. We had a little bit of a blast there writing it, recording it, and having fun with it. We one of the things I think we should do is we should check in on our voice actor friends and see if maybe we can get some of them to be the roles.
Do some dramatic readings.
Yeah, just a little dramatic readings, maybe. I don't know.
You're saying you don't want to hear me act out all the parts every time and read all the
both
dialogue?
Both you and me doing multiples of the same. Yeah, I mean, you're going to run out of voices here pretty quick. That's all.
I had a total blast doing this. I hope you all did as well. Very excited to keep this ball rolling.
And let us know what you think about this on our Twitter. It's at RJStoryBreak or our Facebook group, bit.ly/StoryBreakFB. Well, I know we've changed up the format, but any lingering fan art from the folks?
We got a really, really fun retro poster for Atari and Story Breaks Breakout from Caleb Rada. So that's on our Twitter. Thanks very much to Caleb. This poster's got that classic, like, folded up, like you dug it out of your basement, kind of washed out poster feel. So really, really enjoyed that one. Thank you, Caleb.
Oh, very good. That's going to do it for us this week. Thank you to MaximumFun.org for having us on their podcast network and for being very supportive of our insane format change that we're doing. We'll see if it pays off, but do let us know on our social medias what you think, how you enjoyed it, if you enjoyed it. And until next time, my name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos.
I'm Matt Arnold. I guess we don't have an idea for an ending anymore.
Hey, man, new format, new ending. Matt, how about you give us the catchphrase to take us out? That will be the thing we say for all the future episodes.
The thing that we say for every future episode?
Yeah, give us a catchphrase right now. Do it. Matt's all catchphrase. Right. Go.
My name is Matt Arnold, and this has been Story Break. Don't break a leg out there while trying to get to your day job, everyone listening.
Beautiful. Print it. Print the legend.
Genre film fans, hear me. I know you're out there. Do not be ashamed of your love for gore, action, sci-fi, or fantasy. It's time to come out of the shadows. Because on Switchblade Sisters, we celebrate our love for genre films. I'm film critic April Wolf. Each week, I have a conversation with a different female filmmaker about their fave genre film, and we cover film craft, getting projects off the ground, working with actors, and our general love for genre movies. I've had so many great guests, like Heather Graham.
In the past, it's like so many films are made by men that the female point of view is not always respected, which is why all these stories haven't come out till now.
Jennifer's Body director, Karin Kusama.
I think there's a lot more fantasy and a lot more expectation projected onto a woman director.
Comedian and actor, Kate Berlant.
I mean, it sounds so cheesy to talk about it in yourself, like, you just keep going. You're, you know, I'm just a vessel. Like, I just do it. You know, I don't think, but like, that is what it is.
And many others. So check out Switchblade Sisters every Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.